Proclamation number 5135, dated the May 22, 1951. Spiritual reception or mental work? Serious scrutiny. An endless abundance of spiritual knowledge can be conveyed to Earth without it being recognized by people for what it is. For spirits are working in all spheres which want to communicate with people, and depending on people's degree of maturity are either received or rejected. No spiritual being is prevented from expressing itself if people are willing to listen. Yet people will likewise be granted protection if they don't want to be approached by evil forces. For force cannot be applied by the spiritual world, neither from below nor from above, and therefore it is always a matter of an individual person's own free will what kind of spiritual information he receives. However, you should know that spiritually awakened people, thus those who are in conscious contact with me and appeal to me for the pure truth, can never ever be deceived or wrongly instructed again. For these people are surrounded by a protective wall of spiritual beings of light which only ever endeavor to deny entry to all impure spirits, because a spiritually awakened person belongs to the Redemptive community. Once he is offered his services to me and his Redemptive work shall not be endangered by the darkness. But then it is a question as to what kind of mission the person intending to serve me is and how far he has already penetrated the truth. The less informed person will be unable to grasp exalted wisdom. Consequently, he will not be able to judge its value either, to judge a truth which is as yet incomprehensible to him. In that case, however, his mission is not the same as that of a person who is instructed in the most profound knowledge should fulfill. Furthermore, strict attention has to be paid as to whether spiritual receptions or mental brainwork are under discussion. You do well to remember that spiritual recipients, if they work on my instructions, will be spiritually protected from interference by impure spirits, but that a person's own thinking cannot be prohibited when he uses his intellect in order to formulate his will and therefore, spiritual reception does not take place. This person can also have good intentions but he does not allow himself to be led. Instead, he takes the lead himself. You humans should strictly criticize yourselves. You should remain profoundly humble and let me work in you, so that you don't offer the adversary any reason to affect you negatively. You are being educated by my spirit of love if your thoughts aim towards higher spheres. But then everything that still relates to earthly matters will have to be left behind, that is, you must completely exclude yourselves if you pose questions you want answered. Only then will those spiritual forces which impart absolute truth to you be able to step into action. Then pure spiritual thoughts will flow to you and you'll be certain that you are being truthfully instructed. But if you take earthly impressions along, the soul will still be influenced by the intellect. In which case the intellect can gain the upper hand, and according to its wishes you can be affected by thought currents which are not emanations from the kingdom of light and yet are considered such. This is why contradictory contents should always be critically scrutinized, as not to confuse you. You should learn to move within purely spiritual thought currents. You should only desire purest truth and only want to be spiritually instructed. You should in profound humility desire to hear my word. Then all earthly thoughts will step into the background. The beings of light will be able to take effect on you and educate you on my instructions. Then you will receive purest spiritual information whose content is consistent, and every one of you will think the same. Because only one truth is sent from above to those who love me and want to be redemptively active, who want to allow my working in them. Amen.